In the evening edition, the QEH confirms the first death of a child here from COVID-19. The COVID-19 unit steps up a crackdown on COVID directive violators, and yet another supermarket closes due to a COVID-19 case. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition brought to you in association with the National Insurance Office.
National Insurance, more than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Pay your contributions by the 50th of the month. If you're self-employed, you should pay too, because in the future it will benefit you. It's more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
NIS pensioners who wish to have their pensions lodged to a bank account are reminded to attach a copy of the bank account number and name provided on your bank statement or the bank stamp verifying those details to the lodgement form. The information regarding your bank transactions and balance is not required.
Head of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Clyde Cave, has confirmed the death of a 9-year-old girl due to COVID-19 complications. This is the first death of a child from COVID-19 in Barbados. Hospital officials say it resulted from a rare disease called MIS-C, or Multisystem Inflammatory Syndrome, which was first detected internationally last year, affecting children with COVID-19, and is said to be hard to detect. Mr. Cave says the child who passed away on Valentine's Day had some family members with COVID as well, and she was undetected for quite some time.
So in this case, it was an older infection that was never symptomatic and recognized, and this is what we keep saying in children. They may be infected and you not know it, or it may be so mild you pass it off as something else, but then they can either go on to infect other people, and very rarely, and I would really like to stress that this is an unusual occurrence. Since we've been fighting COVID in Barbados for over a year, we've recognized the syndrome in one other child who has recovered. Unfortunately, for our last patient here, she was not so lucky.
Dr. Cave urges parents not to panic over this development.
Involve vomiting, diarrhea, stomach ache, which any parent will recognize that sounds like gas. And then there was sort of the red eyes and a rash. And right now you would then think, well, maybe dengue. So the appropriate action was taken and she was carried to the fast track facility at a polyclinic, where it was discovered that the blood pressure was low. And this is one of the cardinal findings that makes you think something more is going on, because children don't usually drop their blood pressure from other things. So that was what really caused transfer to the accident and emergency, when there were other symptoms coming from the neurological system, then that prompted admission to our pediatric intensive care unit.
29 COVID curfew violators are being hauled before the law courts tomorrow morning, and more than a dozen others are set to follow as the COVID-19 monitoring unit intensifies its crackdown. Head of the unit, Ronald Chapman, warns of a continued no-nonsense approach.
We urge Barbados, where possible, stay at home, stay out of groups. We urge Barbados to follow the rules of the emergency management order surrounding the lockdown. And we are asking people to please, please do what you know you're supposed to do so that you will not find yourself before the law courts. All of those persons who are selling through their back door, who are encouraging persons in to have parties or to have get-togethers, we will be coming for you. And we want to urge the public, if you see something, say something. Give us a call. The number is 536-3865, or you can call the hotline 536-4500, or you can call the police station and they will get in contact with us.
Mr. Chapman says the authorities are determined to bring the COVID situation here under control by the end of the extended lockdown, and therefore violators will be sternly dealt with.
We are the COVID-19 monitoring unit. We've been working 7 days a week. We've been working from the end of the curfew in the morning to the beginning of the curfew at night. We have been seeing lots of pockets of people laming. We've had a number of parties. Overall, there's been approximately a 75% decrease in the amount of movement across the island. We've had general compliance, but it's still the concern, the deep concern of the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and seen by the COVID-19 monitoring unit, is the gathering and the commingling of persons, and we're not seeming to take this as seriously as we would like.
Meantime, Managing Director of Carlton and Emerald City Supermarkets, Andrew Bino, is expressing concern after the COVID unit today shut down their hardware section.
In response to a Facebook post that we actually put out yesterday that said our offering includes necessities to keep the home functional, we got a visit from the COVID unit this afternoon that shut down our department that sell electrical supplies and small tools and so on. You know, because as a result of that ad, we had a response from somebody said that they were glad that they got a washer for their tap. So I'm wondering if any consideration has been given to the fact that, yes, we are a supermarket, but we have always sold these things. This is nothing that is new to us. So I'm wondering if somebody ran out of a bucket to put water in, or a mop to clean the house, or a broom to sweep the floor. Are these prohibited too? One has to take a broader look at this.
The Spooner's Hilton Michael branch of the popular discount supermarket chain has confirmed that one of their non-frontline staff has tested positive for COVID-19. A release from the supermarket said the staff member was tested on February the 11th and has been at home in self-quarantine awaiting the results since then. He said they are diligently following the protocols as outlined by the health authorities, which includes identifying primary contacts. These primary contacts have already been sent for testing for COVID, the release says. And they will be off work until the results of the tests are known. The release adds that out of an abundance of caution, they took the decision to close the branch today for sanitization. The branch is scheduled to reopen tomorrow. With government having extended the lockdown to month end, the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners says it agrees with the move. BAMP President Dr. Linda Williams.
Governments will govern. So they will have to decide based on the economic situations and all the other different factors how long they should lock down for. Of course, we are going to say that, you know, more time is needed in order to get the situation under control. But the governments will govern, and they must make final decisions based on what they know. I can only talk on the health side. And on the health side, more needs to be done to curb behaviors and to actually change the metrics that we are looking at in favor of a more favorable position.
Indeed, Dr. Williams says attitudes must change.
I would encourage everyone to keep our heads on, but let us change our behavior and let us do it with urgency, because Barbados is not a big country. We don't have a lot of resources. Economically, we're fragile, but we're also fragile in human resources and physical resources. We can't send to another state to get this, that, and the other, right? So when we run out, we run out. So everybody bears that in mind and keeps following the directives that are given, the sooner we can come out of it. But we can only appeal to the reason of people, and that's what we're appealing to.
The president of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander, says he supports government's decision to extend the national lockdown, but he believes vending should be allowed to operate during the period in what he calls a safe manner.
What we also are concerned about agricultural produce reaching the population of Barbados. We are proposing that with the permission of government, vending of some sort be allowed those that are able to operate in a safe and supervised manner. And we are sure that the Barvin Market, which was constructed in these times, COVID times, and for that purpose, that the Barvin Market is well suited to the distribution of agricultural produce. We feel that the Barvin Market should be allowed to function during this time to assist.
Our top story is the QEH confirms the first death of a child here from COVID-19. Governor is due to have a COVID news briefing this evening sometime between 6 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. The COVID unit steps up a crackdown on COVID directive violators, and yet another supermarket closes due to a COVID case. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Bapp. Good afternoon.